Folks, all I can say is, we love you. All I can say is, wow. Folks, this is tremendous. Thank you. I didn't know y'all knew my birthday was today. I turned 43. We were in Kershaw County, and Joe Wilt, Congressman Wilson, came out. And, you know, he's a famous guy that when President Obama was up, he said, "You lie." I announced to Kershaw I was 43. Who did I hear? Joe Wilson, "You lie." I'm so grateful to see all of you. I'm grateful that you took the time to come out. Folks, the people of the 5th District decided to send a loud message, and that they did today. I think that message is this. It's time to govern. It's time to get things done. It's time to go to work. I want to congratulate Archie Parnell. Archie Parnell was a great candidate. Archie Parnell ran a great campaign. He really made a race of this, and I want to congratulate him. Anybody that puts their name on the line to run for office, I congratulate, because it's flat out work. I also want to thank the other Republican candidates that ran in the primary. Again, they put their time, their tithe, and their talent, and their families. And we had great Republican candidates this time. I want to thank, first of all, you know, you look at this race, you realize that God was in it from day one, the miracles, and which is a good thing. I want to thank my family. I have got a great family. Look at all these grandchildren. To my brother David, Susan, Carol Nash, and the rest of our group, my children Warren, Caroline, Ann, Mary Catherine, and our 15, soon to be 16 grandchildren. You know, to the many volunteers who gave countless hours of putting out signs, and I'm not gonna try to name them all because we would be here all night, but to put out signs, come to endless meetings, really starting 7 months ago. It was just amazing to see everybody that came together, and I'm so appreciative of what they did. Starboard Communications, where's Lee and Walter? They had the strategy from day one, and we ran a great campaign. And last but not least, my wife of 42 years. Not only is she a great dancer and singer, she is a great politician. To my many financial contributors, I could not have done this without the 1,100 people who gave to our campaign. Had a person in the office, he was on fixed income. He gave $20 and it went up from there. But they really bought into this campaign, and for the last 7 months, I want to thank everybody. Unfortunately, campaigns cost, but thank y'all for what you're doing. And let me thank some special people. Where's Chad Conley? Chad Conley ran a great race. Chad, you endorsed me early, and I want to thank you for doing that. You know, when I will say when the going got rough in the primary and I, you know, got attacked, I want to thank a couple of people who really called me and came to our aid. Senator, former Senator Jim DeMint. Former Governor Nikki Haley. Senator Ted Cruz, who came down the day before. Congressman Joe Wilson. Governor Scott Walker. Congressman Mark Meadows and Congressman Jim Jeffords of the Freedom Caucus. The Club for Growth, the NRA, the National Right to Life, the Freedom Works. All these groups really came together for the cause of our campaign. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And it wasn't something that I had to convince them. They were here. They made the calls. And they were right there to help us win. Folks, tomorrow and together, we're going to start anew. What Washington desperately needs now are citizens legislators who are dedicated to leading a free people and to maintain our God-given right in the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I firmly believe that President Trump in the White House, we have such a great opportunity as conservatives. All of us, we have conservatives in the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. And let me say, as I was for the last 4 weeks, all the media asked me, is this a question on President Trump? And here's what I'll say to President Trump. We will have agreements and disagreements from time to time, but I want to say thank you for Neil Gorsuch and the Supreme Court justice that he put out there. I want to say thank
you. Just won Georgia.
Woo!
In case y'all didn't hear Richard, the Republicans just won Georgia. But back on the message I would send to President Trump, I want to thank him for Neil Gorsuch. I want to thank him for the executive orders that he has produced that take government and regulations off the backs of small business. I want to say thank you to President Trump for restoring the honor, the dignity, and the support for our brave police officers all over this country. And I want to say thank you to the President for putting our military front and center and funding them, and our veterans as well. What I intend to help him on is to publicize the good things he's doing for the country and let the people see what this President is doing and join him as we move this country forward. You know, I think now is the time to get government off the backs of business. Now's the time to enforce the 10th Amendment and give states' rights back, not the government. Now's the time to put our fiscal house in order, folks. It's not right to leave our grandchildren and children with a $10 trillion deficit. Now's the time to put faith back in the political arena. I think that with everybody pulling together, we can make this country as great as we can make it. We can make it a reality now. And I want to go to Washington, D.C. to make that a reality. And again, thank y'all for what you've done. Thank you for your support. We're going to do great things for this country, and you're going to be a part of it. Thank you so much. God bless you.